Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody, it's wonderful to be here to share with you.
This week, Rosemary shared in her Heartbeat video all about how God calls us by name. And you started off with talking about the TV series called The Chosen, which I have to admit is on my list to watch. I haven't got there yet, but I've heard amazing things about it. And you talked about how Jesus called Mary's name. So I think you said there was a market scene and Jesus just looked at Mary and just said that all he said was her name, Mary. And I love how you described this week. You were like, she gasped, I gasped. Like it was like everyone gasped that Jesus had called her name. And then you share just how precious we are that Jesus does call each and every one of us by name.
Yes, I think it hit home to me. We sometimes think that our parents just called us our names, but that God, our Father, who knew what we would be named by our parents, has called us from the beginning of time, beginning of our time, our created time, by our name. He knows us. And in that knowing, that the Him naming us, using our names, envelops love, preciousness, my child. That's why I gasped. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, I can reflect on times in my life where, let's say, I was going to say someone famous, but maybe not famous, but someone who maybe you admire or you look up to calls your name for some reason. There is that feeling of, wow. They know my name. I didn't know they knew my name. You know that feeling of that?
Yes.
And that's kind of the feeling, I think, when Jesus calls us by name.
And I guess yeah. I got so, and I don't always get involved in the series, but I got so involved in the storyline, and I know some of the storyline. I read it in the Bible stories. I read what Jesus has done, but they actually portrayed it differently to a little bit than, you know, I guess what you imagine. But so well, I went, whoa, Jesus knows me. It was like it wasn't just Mary standing there, it was me standing there.
So there's that personal relationship God wants to have with us that's intimate because he knows our name.
Yes, yeah. And I think the Holy Spirit, for me at the particular point in time, used that scene to tell me. Not to tell the actress in the movie, not to tell the actor in Jesus, you did really well, but to tell me who was watching this depiction, I love you, Rosemary, and I know your name, I know you, and you are precious. And so I really felt it on my heart. I wanted to share that with others, that they didn't miss out too, that Jesus knows their name and calls their name to himself. And the calling means, come, you're my beloved, my chosen, my precious one.
Because you asked the question, do we hear him calling our names? And you shared them from Isaiah in chapter 43, how Jesus calls us by our name and that we are his, or it says, you are mine.
Yes.
But then what I loved about what you shared is that there's this king who's saying we are mine, but not in a way of you're my slaves, not that type of you are mine, I've captured you, but in a way of a king who loves us so deeply and serves us and wants us to love him and serve him.
Well, definitely,
so it's a relationship, a two-way.
And definitely the sons and daughters of himself. Like we're no longer orphans. We're no longer wandering aimlessly by ourselves. We are his.
It really made me think about how he knows each and every one of us. And in the Message Bible, I wanted to share this because you shared two versions, and this one just uses language sometimes that you can understand a bit more. And it says, "Don't be afraid, I've redeemed you. I've called your name, you're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end." And like, they're words like you shared that we know. We always say, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know, we know those things. But what I absolutely loved was when you shared that he doesn't just know our name, he knows our circumstance.
Yep.
But by us recognizing that he knows our name, we can remind ourselves it's because he knows our circumstance. And sometimes I think, when I think about what Jesus did for me, dying on the cross, sometimes I think that I can think about it as a very, he did it for all of humanity. And I forget about the individual
personal
aspects. Like I think about, oh yeah, he did it for all of us.
Yep.
But no, he did it for Emma.
Yeah.
And that's what I think brought home to me.
Yep.
In your sharing.
And he knows right now, in this time of age that we live in, he knows when we're stuck in that rock and a hard place. And not just all of us generally in the world, but where we are individually, what suburb we're living in, what town we're living, what house we live in, what work we do, where we are. He knows about it and he cares. And he loves us, and he's trying to draw us more to himself so that we are protected by him, that we don't have to worry that we're stuck, because he makes us unstuck.
Which is what that scripture then goes on to say, like, I will rescue you, I'm there for you. And it even says, I am God, your personal God.
Yeah.
Like, he's reminding us of that. That's how much we mean to him.
Yeah.
That he loves us that much. Yeah, I just found it, the example of when you said, you know, when you're a mother and you feel like you're in over your head because you go, I haven't done this before. And it's funny, as I'm a mum now for nearly 14 years, you realise, yeah, there are some days I don't know what I'm doing. Like, you know, like, but you think,
days.
Yeah, that's true, many days, more days than I don't know what I'm doing than what I do know what I'm doing. Yeah, but that God is there with me through all of that.
Yep.
And that's just one aspect, because we're so many, there are so many complexities
not
to
just
our
a
lives.
Mother,
yeah,
as
that's
a woman,
right.
As a wife,
yeah,
as a career,
friend, as a daughter.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so in finishing then our discussion, I want to just finish with it. You shared how, like, whoever acknowledges Jesus as Lord has eternal life. And as he, like, calls us by name, he wants us to call him by name.
And who he
acknowledge
is.
Who
Saviour,
he is.
Friend, God, Lover, King, Majesty. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, as many words as you can think of. And so I just thought I'd ask myself the question, and then I suppose everyone listening can ask the question, how do I acknowledge him? Do I acknowledge him in the way I speak? Do I acknowledge him in the way I act, in the way I think? Because I think our thoughts are very important.
But do I even acknowledge him?
Yes.
Do I just live my life by myself?
And
I want to encourage those listeners who maybe have thought, is there really a God? Go give him a go. Go reach out and say, Lord, or God, if you are a God, come and show yourself to me. Come and call me. Call my name. Go test him. Ask him to call your name. And you will just be blown away.
Yeah. Well, there's our challenge for this week. Just to ask yourself the question, how do you acknowledge him? And we can all think about that and think about the various ways that maybe we do or don't. So we hope that you've enjoyed this little chat that we've had today, our chat with Rosemary, and the sharing that we've had, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bless you.